This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, Scott Hannon here, along with Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Dan the Man, answering those phones. This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. I want you to use that to do some good today, that telephone number, when you call us. You can also call 701-258-0550. You can call 701-271-1100. One of those should be in your speed dial, just to make things nice and easy. You can text us, 701-367-2054 for me, 701-226-8503 for Todd, or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. From the PetroServe USA studios, home of that great home cooking, grab and go. I'm going to tell you about some specials here in just a few minutes, and your mouth is going to water, and you're going to make plans to have lunch today at PetroServe USA. Yes, you are. I won't keep you in suspense. Swedish meatballs or lasagna if you stop at the PetroServe USA location in Valley City, exit 292. I'd do it if I were you. Lasagna is worth the drive, especially their lasagna. But the Swedish meatballs, really good too. If you're north on 29, north of Fargo, Moorhead, they have the chef's choice today. What does that mean, Kevin? Mr. Hospitality,
whatever, chef choice. Whatever the chef wants to cook that day.
So it's kind of...
The chef
is showing off.
Yep.
Okay.
Wants to do a nice, whatever, that's
so
what they'll do.
It's going to be good. 12th Avenue North, in the Fargo location there, right by UPS, scalloped potatoes and ham. Mmm. Main Avenue Fargo location, hamburger hot dish. And when you get lunch, you get two sides and a bun. So they're very, very nice. So number of locations. There are, of course, many PetroServe USA locations. Any of them, the ones at Bismarck Mandan as an example, the 4-for-4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza. So anyway, check it out. Here is the deal. Today is National Nurses Day. So if you know a nurse, let's celebrate them. You can call. You can text. You can email. Doesn't matter. But I think any nurse you know. Or, hey, the nurses at CHI St. Alexius. Or you take your pick. Get a shout-out. The nurses at, Trinity and Williston, get a shout-out. Whatever it is, okay? Ascension, Fargo, all through in Grand Forks. You know what I'm saying? Wherever it is. Wherever the nurses are on National Nurses Day. Thank you, nurses. We tend to take things for granted in this world until we are in a world of hurt. And there was a point during this that we were all concerned as to whether or not hospitals here would be overwhelmed. Thankfully, we didn't get to that point here, but we were preparing for it. I mean, the Fargo Dome became a temporary hospital. The University of Mary, the field house, was a temporary hospital. And imagine what that means. Now, there's some efforts underway to thank them, but I think since today's National Nurses Day, we might as well start now and not wait for any other time. Okay? So that's item number one. Item number two, that we have a little time to talk about here today on the program, is a very confusing scenario for me, and I'm asking for the help from the audience to explain why this happens. Increasingly, I am pulling up to a stoplight and looking over at the next car to me, and someone is alone in that car and they're wearing a mask. And my reaction is, what the heck is that all about? I don't know. But I'm clearly missing something because I'm seeing it more and more and more. I'm starting to count them now.
I suppose the people who would take their mask off so they can smoke. I've seen a couple of those. There's a certain irony there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, okay, maybe nicotine is better than coronavirus. I don't know, but
I just don't get it. So I need a little help there. Of course, I don't get the Hornet thing either. You guys are all up to speed on the Hornet thing, and I just am totally lost on the Hornet deal.
Be stung by something when you're wearing a beekeeper's suit. That's enough to get my attention, I guess.
Yeah, and it's
not to see one, but
it's the really a friendly name, Murder Hornet, that should get your attention. You know, it's just it's not a you know, as opposed to the friendly hornet, you know, and the ones that you know.
Welcome to level 5 of Jumanji.
Just
be careful of the murder hornets.
And
if
I
you
hope
can guess what pandemic is coming next, we have a MyPillow prize for you.
But so, in all seriousness, this murder hornet thing is a joke, right? I mean, this isn't like a real threat.
Now, no, it's not a threat. It's a bee.
It might not be a joke to the dead mouse in the video, but I don't much care about dead mice. I'm thinking the hornets are doing some good there. But, like, nobody seriously thinks we're going to have a summer of murder hornets to watch out for, do we? Tell me this is a joke. Tell me this is a joke.
3 months from now, somebody's going to be going, I remember you denied the murder hornets, and now look what we have.
Yeah.
It's real. This is real.
Yeah.
We're going to put a big net over the Fargo Dome so the murder hornet can't get in.
Texter says, the best analogy to explain what wearing masks do is comparing it to peeing on someone's leg. Oh, there's a visual I needed today. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks. I can't get that out of my head now.
If we're both naked and you pee on my leg, I get the full force and stream that you let go. If I put on pants, but you don't, when you pee on me, my pants still get wet and spread it out on my leg. So actually, more of my leg gets wet, and it's exposed longer until I eventually remove the wet pants.
You do realize out of the three of us, you're the least likely to have actually read that on the air?
I'm sorry, but somebody is, this is a listener who's put some thought into this, and I'm
I just want to say analogy of the day.
Right there. But right? if you put on pants, your stream might not hit me at all.
Yeah.
Me wearing pants when no one else doesn't keep me from getting wet. I wear pants for other people's benefit. Thankfully, yes. And psychological comfort, thank you. Yes, not mine. Except the mask we're all wearing stop things down to 3 microns, while the COVID-19 virus is 1 micron. So it's like wearing pants with the zipper down and you're standing at the urinal. Now, I don't know any more of an answer to my question after reading that than I did before. Have I lost my mind somewhere along the way?
It used to be streaming meant you were listening to the radio on a computer or something.
Yeah, better kind of streaming. Yeah. So, I mean, seriously, mask, no mask?
I haven't worn a mask yet.
And is it because you hate medical workers and you want them to be overwhelmed?
I just don't want to wear one.
Okay, so if you had to go to some urgent care or something, would you have one on then?
As long as I got the 6 feet thing going, no.
I mean, you and I are on radio studios and stuff. Yeah. Because I'm not wearing one around here. It's me and Jesse. I mean, it's, you know, but
I did my first interview the other day with the mayor of Fargo while he had a mask on.
Yep.
And it sounded like he was under a blanket, but you know, he was being respectful of us, I guess. But this point from
By the way, Phil Parker's just daring me now to make a promo out of your little pee analogy thing for the show.
Let's do it. It's not my analogy.
He's absolutely right.
It's not my pee analogy. It's Dan's analogy. But here's the thing that
not
gets
anymore.
Me on the mask.
That's your voice, not his.
I want to get a mask expert on here, because if we're wearing masks that stop things that are, you know, 3 microns, but the COVID-19 virus is 1 micron, then why are we doing it? To make ourselves feel good?
Well, you're doing it to protect me, and I'm wearing one to protect you, because isn't that our job, to protect each other?
But I'm saying it doesn't protect you.
Don't have it over their nose, though?
Yeah.
If I'm wearing it, it doesn't protect you.
Right.
What sense does it make?
I don't know.
If he's right about the 3 microns versus the 1, that's all I'm asking. And I do kind of want to know why you would wear them alone in the car.
I'm just glad you can actually put a mask on and go into a bank now.
And if there are any more analogies, please use something other than peeing down somebody's leg. Just to do us a favor. I can't take two of those in one day.
I can't believe you actually read that.
Come on.
That's the kind of email that you would or text you would look at and go, I'm not reading that on the radio.
No.
I would in a heartbeat. But
I think that person put a lot of work into that analogy. Craig in Moorhead, what's on your mind? Craig, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, there we go.
Now I can hear you. Yes, sir.
When you see them wearing a mask when they're in the car all by themselves, it's total lack of common sense. And I'll tell you what, it's brought on by the media. Your news at the top of the hour is part of the problem. 400 new cases of people who tested positive in South Dakota at the plant, right? Not one word about how many went to the hospital and died, how many just had a bad flu symptom, how many didn't even know they had it. This is the problem here.
You got a very good point, Craig. Context in the news is missing. More
since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Also, about being on the road, it's called Turn the Page. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, and.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha. You can listen to
anybody, anywhere, not know that voice. I don't know. I think they do, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
It's Bob Seger, and he's 75 today. So, happy birthday, Bob Seger.
I am so glad that we got to see him at the Fargo Dome last
year. Wow.
Yeah. This all went down.
No kidding. Concerts are going to be a while, it sounds like. Later today, the governor will announce some guidelines to use for gatherings, you know, graduation events and the like, and that'll include at what point concerts come back as well. But there's talk about a disruption. Wow. And what will the new normal look like? My favorite word. Let's see here. I want to tell you about our friends at Pucklich. You know, they have been just cranking away. It's not a great time for folks in the auto business. Mainly because people are, you know, if they absolutely need a vehicle, obviously they're going to get a vehicle. But for the most part, you don't have that leisurely sort of, hey, honey, you want to look at a new car? Should we take, you know, so the, but the deals they're able to offer are incredible. Now, this today is the Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC Valley City location. There's also Pucklich in Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. But here's the deal right now, okay? Sitting on the lot right now in Valley City. It's a 2019 Chevy Impala Premier. Have you seen the new body style on these things? It is really sharp. Top-of-the-line sedan, sharp silver color, black leather interior, about every feature you can think of. It only has 26,500 miles on it. Remote start, heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, heated steering wheel, looks and drives brand new, powered by a 3.6-liter V6 engine. Still gets 30 miles a gallon on the highway, though. And get this, today only, they're lopping $2,300 off for our listeners, off an already low price. So all you have to do is tell me you heard about it on What's on Your Mind, and it's yours today for $23,692. This is like a brand new car. I went through all the amenities there. It's unbelievable. Hurry on this one, folks. It's in mint condition. Only 26,000 miles. A year old. 800-401-4352. Take a little virtual tour. 800-401-4352 or online. PucklichValleyCity.com to find out more. Pucklich Chevy, Buick GMC, where they say, you drive and we'll ride with you. In Pucklich Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Harold and Reeder, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Harold. Are you there, Harold?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
I just further to the conversation about the meat shortages the last couple of days, I found out that there's legislation in the House and in the Senate in Washington, D.C., that's languishing in the subcommittee. The House has apparently been reintroduced 3 years in a row. The last time was last year, and the Senate was last year. And nothing's happening on it. The subcommittee is just letting it lay there. And it's Senate Bill 1620, and it's House Bill H.R. 2859. And these laws would essentially let your so-called custom packing houses or meat markets retail sale to private individuals and to restaurants and I think probably even supermarkets. So, you know, I think the swamp is busy at work stopping any of this stuff from moving forward.
Bottom line is more options for the cattle producer on how his beef gets to market.
More options for the cattle producer, savings for the consumers.
Yeah, right. No, interesting point. We have Senator Hovind on later today. We'll ask him about that, okay?
Yeah, please do. I mean, I would urge everybody to call their congressmen and representatives and ask them to start pressuring the people that are on these subcommittee and members or that are members of these subcommittees and have them, you know, get to work on this and get it moving.
You know, I find this interesting because it's a topic we've talked about for a long, long time. I mean, I don't remember the first time that I weighed into the country of origin labeling debate back and forth. And more recently, obviously, the Packers and the consortium there and the so few of them and what that has done to what cattle producers make. Anyway, this story's been around a long time. I think anybody in you know, North Dakota knows anything about agriculture. You've heard about this. You've talked about it. You've heard about solutions. I think America just found out that this is a problem because Wendy's ran out of hamburgers. You know, I can't even believe it. It's like they think beef comes from Wendy's. right? You go to the supermarket and they got a meat machine there, and they put it in the shelves. You know, it's
wasn't
like hello,
that the
people.
Pink slime that was going around in the news a while back? That's the meat machine stuff.
That's funny.
Oh my god,
a meat machine.
Yeah, they got a
just you put the powder in there and you get meat.
I think the reason Wendy's run out is because they supposedly are using only fresh meat. They don't want to use frozen meat.
Good for them. Well, I also think Wendy's wanted to bring back, where's the beef? Remember that lady? Where's the beef? That little
Clara
lady.
Peller, yes.
Clara Peller.
Yeah, loved her. Thanks, Cheryl. Appreciate the call. We'll ask Senator Hovind coming up here in a little bit. Grand Forks caller, Mike, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. How's it going today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Great. I was just calling about the mask issue with people driving around with their masks on.
Yeah, help me.
I personally have not worn a mask. I don't know what that's all about. I'm not too worried about it. But I do wear a hat when I'm driving, and I just leave my hat on when I get in. And I don't take it off. So, I mean, people might just be lazy, or they don't want to touch it. They don't want to take it on and off. They might just be leaving it on. You know,
so it's not that
they're paranoid.
Yeah, okay. It's just more of a convenience thing,
you
know, or what do I care?
You put it on,
just
you
leave
it on. You know, I put my glasses on in the morning. I leave them on all day. I mean, I don't take them on and off when I get in and out of a vehicle or whatever. You know, it
but your glass
like that. It doesn't mean they're paranoid necessarily.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
You know,
That's why I asked. You're not wearing a mask? Yeah. I have them. In fact, Madeline, one of our fine employees here at Flag Family Media, his mom made a bunch of masks for us, which is very, very nice. And but if I put it on, my glasses fog up. So I may be, protecting other people, but I'm going to soon run into them, you know, so that's not good either. So
remember to get the shaving cream for your glasses.
And Mike, if you called me and said, Mike, Scott, this is Mike, and I'm the world-renowned expert on the amount of good it would do if you wear a mask to protect others by doing this, I would say I'll figure out the glasses thing. And just, you know, whatever, not wear glasses or get contacts or something. But I'm not sure that it from everything I see, it's not, it's, you know, the wrong kind of microns and, I guess I need more of a reason to, if other than just to sort of show off, you know, and say
my philosophy is this is just a survival of the fittest thing myself. If it's going to kill you, it's going to kill you. The flu could kill me. Pneumonia could kill me. There's a lot of things that could kill me. But I'm not going to worry about it every day. I'm just going to live my life. If I get sick, I'm going to get sick. I don't feel like I'm going to have that high risk of that, though.
I completely agree with you, Mike. And, you know, everything's easier with 20/20 vision. But looking back, really, this is the problem in long-term care facilities. This is a problem with anybody that has, a plant where they have a bunch of people packed in together where you're going to have to put in some precautions. But for the rest of us, it's not a thing that we ought to stay awake tonight worrying about. It isn't. So great point on your part. Thanks for the call, Mike, and call again. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk a little bit about travel.
Jensen Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at JensenBrothersConstruction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947. An equal opportunity employer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The ADP private payrolls report just out this morning, and it shows April saw the worst job losses in the history of that report. 20.2 million jobs evaporating as the coronavirus pandemic brought much of the U.S. economy to a halt. The April job loss is 25 times more than the previous one-month record of about 835,000 jobs that were lost in February of 2009 during the financial crisis and the Great Recession. This won't help people who want to use credit to try to get through. It seems that LendingTree has found 1 in 4 credit card holders have either had their credit limits cut or their accounts closed by credit card companies over the past 30 days. Companies trying to protect themselves against losses because of the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
About Tioga, North Dakota right now. KTGO, of course, long a part of the landscape there and part of the Flag family, one of our What's on Your Mind stations. That's what first brought me to Tioga, was KTGO, and actually the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Ron Ness and some other folks, legislators, David Rust, one-time superintendent, great event, Farm Festival Building, which has hosted so many events over the years. And I think of the growth of Tioga, Kathy Nesset, Nesset Consulting, how they started, how they grew and grew and grew, and now the beautiful building north of town on 40. There's a lot going on in Tioga. If you haven't been there lately, check it out. TiogaND.org. TiogaND.org. Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest. They have that new community center, has a library and the indoor play area in there and the outdoor skating rink. To wait till next year now to use that again, but it is great. A lot going on in that great community. Take a drive, check it out sometime soon. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. Next guest is Charlie Johnson. Charlie is the president of the Convention and Visitors Bureau for Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo. And, you know, you just think about the concert industry. You think about the reasons people come. Fargo Dome, concert, come from all over. Bismarck Event Center, come on in for a concert from all over. You just think about this. Stay in a hotel. Go out and have dinner. That has been disrupted unlike anything we've seen through this pandemic. So time to get under that hood a little bit and find out how things are going and what the way back looks like for the travel and hospitality industry. Charlie, thanks for taking some time for us today. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for having me on the air. I appreciate it.
You bet. Glad to have you here. So paint me a picture of what this, you know, your members and the Convention and Visitors Bureau travel and hospitality industry has looked like since March.
Well, it's bleak. You know, starting about the middle of March probably is when things just kind of fell off a cliff. Because everything shut down, right? So hotels are our primary constituent. We're, of course, funded by the lodging tax, which they graciously collect and send to each city for us, and then they aggregate it and send it on to us. So So we think of our hotels as our number one constituents, but we also understand that bars and restaurants and local attractions and pretty much all kinds of retail are also our constituents, because visitors, when they come to town, spend money in all of those places. Yes, absolutely, they stay in a hotel if they're staying overnight, but they also go shopping, they also go out to eat and have a good time, and then they also look for things to do during the day, so they go to, and evening, so they go to the wonderful attractions we have in town. So all of those have been devastated by this. I'm just looking at my latest weekly occupancy report. Just came in right before you guys called, which was handy, right? So the week that ended Saturday, May 2nd, occupancy in our community, that is hotels in all three of our communities, Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo, was sitting at 23.5%, which, by the way, is, you know, at least 10% higher than I thought it would be at this moment. So I'm mildly encouraged by that a little, you know, a little bit, if you can be encouraged by anything during this time. But you take that 23.5% and compare it to last year in the same period, it was almost 57%. So we're down almost 60% in occupancy. But the fact is, of course, when rooms are easy to come by, the average daily rate is down like almost 40%. So in the end, revenue for that week and even for the last 4 weeks, which is calculated here as well, is running 75% to 76% under last year's pace. So that's devastating. It's particularly devastating when you consider that up until the middle of March, we had gotten off to a really good start. The hotels here were doing better than they had last year. There was a lot going on, and that just hit a screeching halt in the middle of March. Everybody knows the devastation this has also caused to all the bars and restaurants with the closings. Many of them are trying to hang on doing takeout and delivery with, you know, varying amounts of success. They're keeping the lights on. Some of them decided not to do that and just let their employees go on unemployment because they couldn't keep them all employed. But several of them, many of them have tried to keep going with takeout, but obviously that's just a small percentage of their normal revenue. And then if you look at our attractions, and when I think of attractions in this community, I think of the Air Museum, the Red River Zoo, the Yemkump Center, I'm going to try to name them all here, the Bonanzaville, the Plains Art Museum, the Rourke Art Museum, the Fargo Theater we think of as an attraction, maybe the Children's Museum at Yonker Farm, places like that have all been essentially closed down for this. Thankfully, the zoo opened up on Saturday, so they're getting a little bit of business back in. I'm sure their revenue is just a fraction of what it has been. So all of those things have been brutally hit by the shutdown. That's kind of where we're at. There's the lay of the land for you.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, you mentioned that you were actually pleasantly surprised that it was only 23.5% occupancy, that it could have even been lower than that, worse. What's the low point been through this?
Well, I think the low point, you know, or if you look back, we were running, I think at the beginning of this, we were running in the 15 to, you know, low teens to mid-teens occupancy. When I look back at it, it was probably around 15-16%. So this last week picked up a little bit. If you ask me why, I might not have a good answer for you. I think, if anything, you know, it's probably business travel that's sustaining the hotels more than anything. Workers who have to be here, you know, whose jobs require them to travel, so they're probably the ones who are sustaining the hotel industry. So, you know, we're happy to see them in the hotels. I mean, you can drive by any hotel parking lot and see that it's not like it's supposed to be. So it's difficult. But, you know, yeah, 23.5% last week, that's a slight uptick. If we can keep slowly building on that, maybe we can get back to some kind of normal down the road. But it's going to be a long, long time, you know, before any of this recovers completely. We're trying to forecast this, and it's almost impossible to figure that out. I can tell you that events that we touch, for instance, since the shutdown began, events that have been canceled that we deal with, including sporting events, and sorry, my cell phone's ringing, including sporting events and meetings and the like, those are very difficult to have, obviously, right now, so that's not happening. And we've lost, I stopped counting, last time I looked, we had lost like $5 million in direct visitor spending through the month, through May, probably. And when we say direct visitor spending, we're talking a pretty conservative figure. We're not calculating vast economic impact, but we're just trying to calculate what we are very confident is a low-end expenditure by each guest at a hotel. So, for instance, for a hockey tournament or a soccer tournament, we think in terms of $225 per room night. And we can track most of those room nights because they use our housing bureau. So if $100 of that is actually for the room, close to $100 is for the room, usually there are three or four people in the tournament room. So to say they're going to spend another $125 during the day is probably pretty conservative. So that's a conservative figure. More than $5 million we've lost so far in all the things that are canceled. And things are still canceling. Things we're still waiting with, you know, bated breath trying to figure out what's going to happen with events in July and August. So it's been it's just a hit across the economy. You mentioned the Fargo Dome. Of course, they've lost all of the things that they would have been doing in the interim. So it's difficult. And yeah, it's going to go on for a long time. I don't know. You know, I think the closest we'll start to get back to, you know, something resembling normal in our business here at the CVB and the hotels that we deal with is maybe when the fall hockey season starts, because that's always, you know, that ramps up. And assuming they're able to have the hockey season this fall, the youth hockey season, then we'll start to see our hotels fill up with those people. But again, that depends on where we're at with the outbreak. You know, you kind of got to take it a month at a time.
Well, yeah, and this is what I, you know, think about, I don't know, a big convention, right? The corn growers get together, or you know,
right.
The implement dealers get together, whatever, these different events that rotate around the state, go to different places. Who's going to be the first to say, yeah, get everybody back in a room and let's do this? I mean, that's the challenge, is just somebody starting it and saying, we think it's time and it's okay and we're going to be safe, right?
I haven't met that person yet, but who the first one is. We get lots of inquiries. People are, you know, people want to have their meetings, and we've had inquiries since the governor of North Dakota started allowing some things to reopen. I've gotten some inquiries from people who do host events, right, wondering if there are guidelines for that yet, and there aren't yet. I don't think anybody's ready to encourage that yet, so those hopefully will be coming in the not-too-distant future, but those gatherings are going to look different at first. There will be requirements. There'll be social distancing aspects to them, and different kinds of standards of care to be taken if you're going to get more than 10 people together in one room. It's going to be, everything's going to look different for a long time, really long time, until there's a treatment, an effective, viable, easy to obtain treatment or vaccine. I think we're going to be dealing with this for months or even a year ahead.
Only have a minute left, Charlie, but I'm curious to know the just sort of the overall financial condition of these things. The hotel business is challenging anyway. The restaurant business is challenging anyway, not for the faint of heart. There have been a number of programs put in place. Is the industry, you know, found those to be helpful and a good bridge? Do you think you come out of this, when you come out of it, in a healthy state, or do you think there's going to be a lot of financial disruption?
I think it would be silly to pretend there's not already a bunch of financial disruption. At the CVB, we're trying to do what we can to help. Fortunately, we announced yesterday a plan that some action that our board took yesterday morning. They agreed to take money out of our reserves to provide a relief payment to each of the hotels. Fortunately, our board and staff have been pretty diligent in building up decent reserves here, so we have some money to get us through this crisis, assuming it doesn't last for 5 years or 3 years or 2 years. So we decided we would take $500,000 out of our reserve fund and calculate a relief payment check for each of the 63. I think there are 63 hotels in our community, and we're going to just prorate it based on what their percentage of paying into the lodging tax was in the last calendar year, 2019. And then the board, that's not going to solve their problems, but it will give them something. You know, it's something that we give to them to help them out. And then the board also agreed to set aside another $400,000 out of reserves to set up a matching grant program for the local attractions, which they will have to apply for. The maximum grant out of that would be $50,000.
Sounds like a proactive way to deal with this head on. Keep fighting, Charlie. Thanks for the update, and stay in touch if we can help in any way. Appreciate it.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
He told me that, right, didn't he?
She grew up in the city in a little suburban.
We're bringing everybody inside here.
Daddy wore a tie. Mama never fried a chicken.
Live right now, I can start.
Straight A's, most likely twos.
Who's on first?
What's on second?
Who's on first? Welcome back, folks. This is What's on Your Mind. We have a lot of text to get to. A lot of them. And I'm going to do that here coming up a little bit. We have some time after the top of the hour for more open phone time on the... I've been led to believe, however, that I've gotten bum info from Kevin and Todd, who were poo-pooing the murder hornet thing. I'm going to have to independently verify what you guys gave me in the way of info that it was, kind of a nothing burger.
I am not poo-pooing it. I'm taking it completely seriously. Is it going to happen in North Dakota? Maybe not, but heaven help us if it does.
Well,
if you wear a beekeeper's suit and it can still see you, I'm going to be serious about it.
I was living in Texas and Arizona in the mid and late 80s when the killer bee thing was happening. And the killer bees were going to come around. The killer bees were going to get you. Never once saw any killer bees ever all over South Texas. Not once. Maybe two reports the whole time I was there.
There is a part of me that says there are people out there who want to predict the worst about everything so they can fulfill their political dreams of having Donald Trump defeated. You think they're connected? I don't know. But my understanding is the beekeepers, and Todd, you know better than anybody, the times we've discussed the bee industry over the years.
I still have the shot where every single line on our call screen, bees.
Right.
Exactly. Every single one of them.
You know, exactly right. So these are wise folks that...
Tell me if one of those wasn't, around North Dakota and you're riding a motorcycle and that, you rode right into that. Ouch.
So if you're in the bee industry and you know something we don't relate to the murder hornets, help us out here.
You are doing an unbelievable show today.
Thank you very much. Yes. I have a text here that says, I'm 65 years old. The greatest generation would be ashamed of many of our reactions to the China virus. We're destroying our economy out of fear. All right, so there's a couple of things to tantalize you for the next segment of Open Phone Time. But in the meantime, Jim is here. Jim, the flagpole guy, that is. We call him Mr. Patriotism right here in the great state of North Dakota, whose road trip is... When is your road trip happening? Is it this week? Next week? I can never remember when you're hitting the road.
Where do you want that one?
Hey, Scott, I'm trying to hit the road right now, but I'm standing around the best team God could ever assemble. God gave me a great gift. The oil field's down, but guess what? The oil fields aren't working. Holy smokes, do they have time for me now? And we're taking charge, and how happy I am, Scott, to get on the road. We're coming to see you. Actually, today we're on our way. If I can get out of here, we're actually ahead of schedule. We have a foundation in and one pole in, and I'd like to thank Whitefield School District and all their patience, as I poured concrete and it froze that next day, and the holes filled with water, and I never got to put the poles in. So we're in there putting our poles in, then we're going east, Scott, picking up a load of poles, and we're going to distribute them. So if you're listening and you're in the eastern part of North Dakota, anywhere in that area, just give us a call. Beth would be great to take your information and record you amongst all the other people. Scott, it's overwhelming. America, they don't want to be penned up. They don't want to be told, no, you can't do that. And we're free. We're free people. And by God, I'm going to go pick up some freedom displays right now, Scott. I can't wait to see you. I hope you have time for me when we're there.
Well, I always have time for Jim the Flagpole Guy. You know that. And because we're always cooking up one idea or another. And I tell you what, this is the time to get that flagpole up. This is the time to show people what it means to be Americans. And you know what? Some of this we can't control. We're in the middle of a battle. We want people in nursing homes safe. We want people with underlying health conditions safe. We don't want anything bad. We know virus has killed a lot of people in a short period of time who have that underlying health condition. So that's what we're out there to fight for. Those are great Americans. It's just a great time to show your patriotism, fly that flag, and do what it takes. Maybe you put it off for some time. Maybe you've thought about it, but now is the time. So give Jim a call and set up a time to come by. What school did you say you were going to be at today?
Whitefield School District, Whitefield, North Dakota. Very kind, patient people. And you know how nice it is for them. When the kids come back to school, they're going to have four brand-new poles they all could gather around. They're going to have their nation flag, of course, our nation flag, North Dakota flag, and then their spirit flag, their school flag. So how nice for them when they come back, and that will be there for them. And one thing I just wanted to say, Scott, next time we get another one of them Chinese viruses, let's just show them how we got through the last one. Let's just get it done, and we're Americans. And, the sun is shining and we have opportunity and we've been through things before and this is just one more. Show them why we're Americans.
That's the way to do it. Find out more about what Jim's doing, by the way, at ndflagpoleguy.com. It's a great website. It's a great video there. See some other flags that are up. There's a nice little display of, a gallery that's really cool with all the flags that have gone up all across the region. 701-571-FLAG. And if you have a flag already and don't have a good plan on how to make sure that it is always in good shape, Jim has a great rotation plan that goes, when I see the little bit of fraying, I call him, boom, in the flag. In the mail goes a flag in a box, and I'm swapping them out, sending them back the other one, and the team is sewing them up, and it's a great economical way to do it. So find out more about that, too. ndflagpoleguy.com, 701-571-FLAG. Thanks, Jim.
God bless you, Scott. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.